The following is a paid program that does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. This is Attorney Bowers, your accident injury guy, here on Bowers Law Talk again on WHGM Gold. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We are going into a pretty special topic that we've talked about a little bit here and there as we've gone through a lot of the stuff involving accident and injuries. Today, we're going to talk about, we've got some special guests here. We're going to talk specifically about the types of injuries that are commonly, that usually happen when people get in accidents and even some in work injuries. And then we've got a couple of physical therapists here from a brand new state-of-the-art facility in Perryville, Maryland. They're going to talk about some of the treatment and what they do to get people better after these accidents and these work injuries happen. So this morning I am here with Nathan and Josh from Align Physical Therapy in Perryville. Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Morning, Joseph.
So tell me a little bit more about, let's get into talking about where you guys are. You guys opened almost a month ago. You had your grand opening, and tell me a little bit more about that and where you are and what you guys do in general for people.
Yeah, so we're located in the Food Line Shopping Center in Perryville, right on Route 40. Anybody that's familiar with the area. What we wanted to do really was open up a practice and get away from the corporate setting that's kind of overtaken pretty much every PT clinic in the county. We wanted to be able to, build relationships with all the patients and provide quality one-on-one care that's not only needed, but really what they deserve when they come in. People come in with pain and disabilities and trust that their healthcare provider is going to make the best decisions for them and not what's best for the company or the corporate bottom line. And that's what we're going to do every time. So that was our goal in opening up, and that's what we're here to do.
Fantastic. Now, even though you guys have only been open a couple of weeks, I actually have clients, as you well know, that are down there and are working with you guys. And I have had nothing but rave reviews from the results that they're getting, even a couple, just being in there a couple of weeks. So that's a difference from some of the other places where, you mentioned bigger companies and it's kind of a big corporate setting. Other than that, what really divides or separates you guys from some of those bigger names that we might see, all over the place with 30, 50 locations over multiple states and stuff like that?
So I think the biggest difference for us at Align is that the focus is on one-to-one hands-on care with the patients. And I know that's a weird, kind of a touchy subject right now with what everybody's going through. But what we're striving to do is be separate from these corporate companies that are not really inclined to put their hands on the patients to really try to build that relationship with a patient and understand empathetically what's going on from visit to visit. A lot of these places are they're inclined to kind of get people just exercising, maybe 5-10 minutes of one-on-one time. Maybe you're dropped with a tech who has very little experience working with actual patients and neuromuscular issues. Whereas at Align, you're going to get that one-on-one care from a physical therapist every visit, and it's going to be in depth, and you're going to get a verbal consultation, not like the typical doctor's visit nowadays where they're in and out in 5 minutes. We're going to spend time with you, we're going to talk with you, and we're going to learn what's going on, and we're going to get you back to what you want to be doing without pain.
Fantastic. Ultimately that's what most of my clients are looking for. They're in a situation they certainly weren't asking for. They want to get better. They want to move past this thing. Now you guys don't just do accident and injury clients. That's relevant in my world, but anybody that's got aches and pains, issues and things like that are potential patients for you. Am I right?
Sure. You got And it doesn't matter how long you've had it either. A lot of people think, well, I've had this pain for years and years, and that's just my life now. But it doesn't necessarily need to be that way. A lot of times it's just a matter of getting the right exercise program, getting a couple manual adjustments, and they'll be good to go. But yeah, any type of sports injury, any type of weekend warrior, yard work injury, got up out of bed wrong, and all kinds of orthopedic surgeries as well.
Okay. So if somebody gets a surgery, they need follow-up care, you guys are the place to go.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah, we do a lot of post-surgical rehabilitation. I would say it tends to be a little bit more intense when you're doing post-surgical recovery, but you know, we try to make it as easy for the patients day in, day out, because it's difficult sometimes. And again, going back to where we're trying to be different, when they go to some of these other places, some of them are mills, you're just a number. And we don't strive to be that here at Align. We're 100% locally owned and operated, and we're going to treat you like family here.
And then as far as payment, let's start with those people that are not necessarily covered because of an auto accident or a work injury. On my show over the past couple of weeks and months, we've talked about the different ways that those things get paid for. But as far as those who are coming there as that, the weekend warrior sports injury, I mean, you guys take pretty much all the major health insurances, correct?
Yeah, all major health insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, all forms of Medicaid, whether you've got Priority Partners, Maryland Physicians Care, Amerigroup, we take all those.
Awesome.
The workers' compensations, the big names, Gallagher Bassett, Chesapeake Employer Group, most patients don't even know, what their third-party payer is when it comes to workers' compensation, but we'll figure it out and we'll take care of you. Pretty much our goal is for patients to come in here. If you have insurance, great. If it's a work comp or auto injury, one-stop shop. We don't really want you to have to worry too much about, we want you worried about getting better as opposed to having to worry about how it's getting paid for and that sort of stuff.
All right. Now, speaking of paying for it, we are going to take a quick commercial break here and be right back. We're going to talk more about these injuries that happen in accidents, how you treat them. We're going to get to this week's Florida Man and a little bit more. So stick with us here on WHGM Gold, and feel free to call and text any questions that you might have for myself or for the guys here at Align Physical Therapy. They're here to answer questions for you on that normal line at WHGM Gold, 410-939-9446. And we'll be right back.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us here on Bauer's Law Talk and here on WHGM Gold. We're going to get into this week's topic in just a second and talk more about some of the common injuries we see in auto accidents and in work injuries. But first, this week's Florida Man. This week's Florida Man is provided to us by Jose in Elkton. And this one here, you got to see this guy. And I really wish when I'm reading this thing that there was video with it, because some of these Florida Mans, we get to see video. This one, there's no video. And I really wish that there was. This was from about a year and a half ago. The headline is Florida Man Tells Bartender He's the Undertaker and Tries to Tombstone Him. Now, I don't know how many people watch wrestling. The Undertaker has been a fixture in pro wrestling for as long as I can remember. And if you Google that or however, whatever search engine you use, and you find this article, there are pictures of this guy. He's got the eye black under his eyes, and he kind of looks the part. I just wish there were video that goes along with this one, like some of the other ones have, to show this guy, because he doesn't look like he's got the physical stature to go and tombstone anybody. It would just be a hoot to see. So that is this week's Florida Man. We're going to be getting that gift card out to Jose for suggesting it. You will have an opportunity next week to send us your favorite Florida man, and we will pick it out, and we will be giving away a gift card to Johnny's Sushi, which is also in Perryville, in fact, right across the street from our guest here today at Align Physical Therapy, kind of across the street. I mean, there's a barrier there in the middle of Route 40, but basically...
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. I mean, you could see them from there, right? So, yeah, we are back here with Nathan and Josh from Align Physical Therapy. I was in the in their facility earlier this week to kind of take a tour and check it out because I was out of town during their grand opening last month. And I will tell you, I have been to a ton of facilities because I've been in this business for close to 15 years, and I try to check out any place that I possibly can that my clients might be visiting, because it's an important impression on, if I'm going to recommend a place, I need to know that they're providing top-notch care. And the list of places that I am willing to recommend my clients go and treat is a relatively short list. You know, there are some attorneys out there that will literally just hop on Google, or they've got a list of places where they might have dropped off some sort of pad in their office and said, hey, we've got 50 locations, feel free to send accident people to us. Have never been there, have never seen it, don't know the quality of care. And I'll tell you, these guys, this facility is clean, which is always important, but especially these days. They have all of the up-to-date equipment, both for treatment, for exercise. They've got, you know, they've got kinesio tape in there. They've got all the equipment, all of everything that you would possibly need for pretty much any injury that I'm aware of. Obviously non-surgical, the surgeons do their work first. If there's a surgery, bring them to these guys. This place is great. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working with them more. And obviously anybody listening now, let's start there and then we'll get into the injuries. How does somebody who wants to come and see you guys, how do they get in touch with you?
So the easiest way would be to call us. We've got an Instagram. We have Facebook. We have a couple big signs out off of Pulaski Highway, which is right next to the parking lot where we're located. The number is 410-618-2006. But all you got to do is go on Google, type in Align Physical Therapy, and we'll pop right up. We have some pictures. If you want to see some of our treatment in action, go on the Facebook page, Align Physical Therapy, also on Instagram. We have some kind of treatment photos, videos, and our website is alignptsr.com. That'll give you all the basic information, some of the backstory about how Josh and I got to where we are today.
Fantastic. So you guys have been doing this a while, obviously in your own facility there for a short amount of time, but you guys come from the injury world and you've done with a lot of the, you know, with obviously you mentioned the bigger practice that you guys wanted to get away from. When it comes to injuries, let's talk specifically with auto accidents. What would you say are the top two or three most common complaints physically that you guys are helping people with for most auto accidents?
The big one's going to be, right, the whiplash injury where you have neck pain, basically where your head goes forward and then kind of snaps back after the car stops. And from there, you might have some radicular pain going down the arm, numbness, tingling into the hand. And then, you know, lower back pain is another very common one after a car accident. I've seen tons of ankle fractures. I mean, it depends how bad the accident is. Ankle fractures, sometimes your knee hits a dashboard. You could tear your PCL doing that. Like we were talking about earlier, off the air, somebody braces with their hands on the dashboard and you get a wrist sprain or a wrist fracture. So there's definitely a number of things that can happen during a car accident. They're all pretty unique because, you know, your car gets hit a different way in each accident. So it's different speeds, different angles. It really just depends case to case.
The number of studies that I've read over the years, because obviously I'm not a medical doctor, but being in a position where sometimes I have to go to court and have the injuries and things explained to judges or juries, the number of studies and things that I've read on just the minute little differences. Let's say you're stopped at a stop sign or a stoplight and you're looking forward and then you get rear-ended, you may have one degree of an injury, whereas if you're turning to the right to talk to the passenger, maybe a totally different type of injury.
And to add on to that, the same thing with, whether or not you saw it coming. A lot of people, if they're not, that's why they say drunk people never get hurt, right? Because they don't have a care in the world. They just kind of go with everything. If you see it coming and you tighten up on the steering wheel or tighten up on the dashboard and brace, sometimes that can even cause further injury.
And there's, you guys are obviously doing this. You guys, as I've already described, have all of the technology in there and all the equipment to do it. Anything other than something obviously that requires a surgery that you feel is above your pay grade, or you guys are pretty much head to toe, arm to arm, outfitted to kind of handle pretty much anything in that realm?
No, we could pretty much take care of anything. Aside from, obviously if there's wound care involved, that needs to get addressed. If there is, like you mentioned, surgery is necessary, fractures that need to maybe be kind of put back, all that needs to be addressed prior to, to coming to see us, go to see the orthopedic prior to that. But when it comes to things like bony malalignment, things like pelvic malalignment, facet joint malalignment in the cervical spine, when we're referring to those whiplash injuries, a lot of times you'll have one side of the facet on the vertebrae stuck where another side is overly loose. We do manual adjustments to correct that. A lot of different things, but as far as what we can do, we can address just about anything from the top of the head down to the toes. We've seen it all.
Now, I know you guys have mentioned it, but that initial appointment when somebody comes in to see you, you're spending a significant amount of time kind of going through what they've gone through, what they're feeling, when it's flaring up. Is that pretty much what you guys run through to make sure you're individualizing that care to everybody's situation?
Yeah. So, when they come in for their appointment time, we'll head back to the room and we talk for the first, 10 or 15 minutes or so. I try and figure out what their symptoms are, what their main complaints are, what their goals are, really, what they want to get back to doing, because that's different for everyone. And then we go from there. I do the manual assessment, the manual treatment, and come up with an individual exercise program for them. And then we usually finish up with modalities as needed. If they need electric stim or heat or ice or
traction,
vasocompression, all the above. So whatever they need, we can help them out.
Yeah, we use a lot of screening techniques when we're looking at, as I kind of referred to earlier, when we're looking at displacement of any kind of bony, aside from fractures. We're not talking about fractures now. We're talking about things like malalignment of the pelvis or a shifted hip or an anterior or posterior rotation at the hips. We do screenings to check for all these things, prior to when we make those treatment plans. So we do a full screen, obviously address, the pain needs of the patient. If the patient comes in for neck pain, we're obviously not going to start looking at their knees, but we are going to address a full body screening to see if there could be some other issues that might pop out when we go to correct one thing and something else kind of rears its ugly head.
Fantastic. All right. So we're going to take another quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to continue going over some of this stuff. Any questions that we get from you guys, it looks like we do have something queued up on the text line that we'll get to when we get back from this first break. If you want to talk to either Nathan or Josh or give us a call at the studio here, 410-939-9446, or you, like somebody already has, can shoot a text in here and we will try to get to those when we get back here. We will be right back. Stick with us. This is Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. We are back in our final segment here on WHGM Gold. Again, this is your accident injury guy, Attorney Bowers with Bowers Law Talk. And I am here with the owners of Align Physical Therapy, brand new physical therapy practice, been open for about a month in Perryville, conveniently located right in Perryville in the shopping center with the Food Lion. You can't miss it. Right by between the Dunkin' Donuts and the Food Lion there. One more time before we get into this question that we have, if you could throw out the phone number for somebody who might be in need, whether it be from an accident, a work injury, or just one of those lingering ailments from sports, or they twisted themselves gardening the wrong way, or who knows what these days. How do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, sure. It's Align Physical Therapy. Like you said, we're off right off Route 40, 410-618-2006. And the website, if you just want to kind of at a glance, get some details about us, it's alignptsr.com.
And as with any of our guests, if you somehow lose track of that information, feel free to call our office and say, hey, those physical therapy guys that were in Perryville, how do we get in touch with them? You can call us anytime. We will get that information to you. We are happy to do so for them or any of the guests that we've had on in the past. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys really get this thing up and going. I know you guys are busy already. As I mentioned, we have a couple of mutual clients, patients, that are already starting to see fantastic relief from you guys. So I'm hoping some more people out there. I don't wish the need onto anybody, but certainly it's great to have them have that outlet and a place that, I mean, up and until you guys opened, there really wasn't much of an option for this kind of stuff in Perryville. A lot of my clients that over the years that have lived in Perryville or Port Deposit have had to go either over to Harford County or, and some of them all the way to Bel Air or into Elkton, which isn't always the most convenient. So having something that not only has the quality, but the convenience right there is super helpful. So I'm excited about that element of it as well. So we've got, like I mentioned, we have queued up here on the text line, and we're going to see if we can't get through two of these, but I've got a question here from Sydney, who is actually in Port Deposit, wants to know if how long does it usually take after an auto accident for somebody to start to see relief?
Yeah, and that's a great question. What it really does is it depends on each person. So we try to individualize all our treatments. And it depends on the severity of the accident, the severity of the injury that we, kind of determine whether or not, the person has had to have surgery. All those things factor in. So it's a tough question to answer, as far as just kind of at a glance right off the bat. But, what we try to do is update the patient on a weekly basis as, trying to get their subjective feedback. And then what we try to do is say, okay, we feel, you've got X amount of time remaining. We always try to keep them up to date in the loop on, our professional opinion on, how much further that we feel they have to go.
It's a great question. It's just a difficult thing to answer. I mean, you're usually starting them off a couple days a week and then trailing it down. Am I right?
Yeah. Generally, again, depending on the severity of the injury, we like to try three times a week to start. A lot of studies have shown that consistency with exercise, with manual therapy, especially when you're if we go to the kind of bony malalignment type stuff. If you get somebody that has a limp from an accident, or if it's an older accident, a lot of the muscles have adaptively shortened or lengthened. So that takes a lot of time to kind of reset the body back to its natural position. And that's one of the things, some people's bodies reset quicker than others. So that's one of the things that, we have to kind of keep track of and, make sure that we're addressing, week in, week out.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then as far as like somebody going in there, now we already talked about how in depth you guys go the very first visit to be able to kind of strategize that individual plan for them. But let's say for the follow-up visits, about how long is somebody in your office?
Generally, and again, it depends on the case, but generally an hour, hour and 15 minutes or so. Obviously if they have, if we have to see them for multiple kind of unrelated body parts, that can stretch out a whole lot. But we try and keep it to about an hour, hour and 15 minutes.
Fantastic. And the other thing real quick, Joe, other thing that we like to do is, you know, if a patient has a time constraint for that particular day, we like to make people comfortable enough to let them say, hey, look, I got to be out of here by a certain time, and we'll shape the session around their time constraint. If they need to be, you know, if we consider the manual therapy for that day more important, we'll lead with that and we'll say, hey, maybe try to do some of your exercises at home that day, just to kind of work around the patient's schedule.
Fantastic. I hope that covers the question that we got there. I think it's pretty thorough. It's honestly, that kind of question is one that I also hear a lot from clients coming to me. They want to know how long it's going to take them to get better. My default answer is typically, hey, that's between you and your body and the doctor. And obviously, you know, every situation is a little bit different. So we are, we're up against it now. That's about all the time we have for this week. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Nathan and Josh for joining me here. I wish you guys the best in getting things going at Align Physical Therapy over there in Perryville. So check those guys out if you need them. Feel free to call my office first if you need to get involved with them, especially if it's accident related. If you call me and you're injured and you're in an accident, do not hesitate to say, hey, I want to go to those guys that I heard you talking to on the radio. We are happy to get you there. If you've already kind of feel like you could trust these guys, and I feel like you can, you know, that's an important part of getting better, is being somewhere where you trust everything that is being done to you and that you're being told to do to get better. So that's what we got for this week. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. We will be back here next week on WHGM Gold. Have a great rest of the weekend and a great next week. Thank you.